Cuomo and his health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, tried to ban the products in New York last fall after a widespread illness associated with vaping killed 60 people, including four in New York. But the emergency order by a state panel was stopped in court after the vaping industry sued. Now Cuomo has proposed a ban along with comprehensive regulations in his budget plan. He says it's estimated that 40% of 12th graders are vaping and 27% of all high school students. That's a 160% increase in just 4 years.
This is literally a matter of life and death. Literally every day more kids are getting addicted, and this is a top priority. I've included it in my budget, but one way or the other, by April 1, this has to become law, and there is no excuse for it.
The measure would end the sale of all flavored electronic cigarettes, including menthol. It would also discontinue all advertisements, including social media ads that Cuomo says are targeted toward teens. The bill also bans the sale of vaping products at stores that include pharmacies, as well as online sales, where he says teens can often circumvent age requirements to get the products. The bill would also outlaw the use of so-called carrier oils in vaping products, including vitamin E acetate and castor oil. Those additions to vaping products are believed to be connected to the vaping sickness epidemic. Matthew Myers, who's president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says after 30 years of measures to curb the use of combustible cigarettes, the state was finally on its way to have the first generation of non-smokers. But he says the growing use of tobacco-based vaping products have upended that goal.
And the kids that they are addicting are the kids who never would have smoked. This isn't replacing cigarettes. This is adding to an entire new generation. And as you watch what they do, the e-cigarette industry is using the exact same tactics used by big tobacco: flavored products, heavy marketing, imagery to appeal to young people, all with one goal in mind: addict a new generation.
The vaping industry maintains that the products, including the flavored varieties, are designed for adults, many of whom are trying to quit smoking regular cigarettes. The sponsors of similar legislation in the Assembly and Senate to ban flavored e-cigarettes say they agree with the governor. Senator Brad Hoylman and Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal say they would like to see the bills passed even before the budget is done. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.